And I'm pleased to say that we are joined by our special guest, Colin Wilkes from Durham Markets. Welcome back.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice to be back.
You are bringing us news of something wonderful that's coming our way here in Bishop.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, what we're now looking at is we're working together with the town team, ourselves at Durham Markets, the guys that bring you the Full Moon Market, the street food with Durham Markets, and also Andrew Corry. And we're looking to put together a celebration event for the whole town to enjoy and support. Kinran will have finished by the time we're holding this event, which is going to be on Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd of September. And we're looking to try and involve as many people as we can who have an interest in the town. So it's residents, it's visitors, it's volunteers, everybody that's connected with Bishop. We are putting on an event called Bishop Celebrating Together. Quite simply, it does what it says on the tin. So a couple of basic events on the Friday night. We'll be holding the street food market again between 4 and 9 in the marketplace. So that will have numerous quality street food vendors. We'll have the live music. We'll have some buskers. We'll have children's rides and a face painter. And number 42 will be open with an exhibition in there. And then on the Saturday, we move on to the main fun day, which will have a wide range of market traders. Again, children's entertainment, face painting, Bishop the Boar, live music, stilt walkers. The fire brigade will be there. The police will be there, as well as some dance performances. And the infamous deck chairs, grassed area, and large family games. So all in all, weather permitting, we're going to have a cracking weekend, and we really hope people will embrace the cause and come down and support your town, celebrate your town.
Indeed. And of course, we're coming to that time of year where it's all harvest and celebrating the bounty of the earth and all that sort of thing. And of course, Bishop Auckland is all there. I mean, we were surrounded by farming land.
We are. We're going to be awash with turnips. So on the Saturday as well, we've also got in St Anne's Church. That'll be their celebration, as you say, of growers and gardeners. Displays of photography, cake decorated as plants, flowers, fruit, vegetables. So that's on Saturday 10 till 4 and Sunday 12:30 till 4. And then in the town hall on the Saturday, it's the horticultural and produce show.
Bishop Auckland is going in a certain direction, isn't it? It's a coming together town now.
It is, yes. I mean, I think it's obvious to most people at the moment that things are tough in Bishop. There's the footfall isn't exactly overwhelming at the moment, and it's a struggle for a lot of the businesses. But there is a tremendous willingness to work together, and obviously with the town team, ourselves and Andrew Corry, we're looking forward to pulling this event off, and we're very much hoping that 11 Archers and the Castle will also join in as well, as a maybe as a bit of a thank you to all their volunteers and everything that they've contributed to, not only Kinran and the castle over the year, but also to the town itself. And the town has so much potential. It's just a question of trying to put on an event that sort of engages as many people as we can and get them back into the town and show them there really is a reason to come in. And this is what we're hoping to do for September. Obviously in October we'll have the opening of the mining museum as well, the gallery there. So little by little there are incremental reasons to come into town, but it needs everyone to support it. It really does. And the same goes for the markets as well. The Thursday market is ticking over quite nicely at the moment, but please come down and support it. Without the people supporting the traders won't be able, there'll be no reason for them to attend. So the town needs to invest in the town for it to move forward. So it's a bit of a plea from the heart for everyone to come together and celebrate together. Let's have a really good weekend.
Yeah, the town needs us and we need the town.
I mean,
it's
right.
A mutually beneficial
symbiotic
thing.
Yeah.
Symbiotic relationship.
Yes, the word for today.
In symbiotic, yeah. That takes me back to our O-level biology classes.
Oh, right.
Symbiosis. Yes, it was on the curriculum, no doubt still is.
Heck of a word on the Scrabble board.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, you could score a few points with that one. So it's all taking place on the 22nd, 23rd of September.
That's it, 22nd in the evening, 4 till 9 for the street food and kids' entertainment and live music, and then the 23rd, fun day in the marketplace. Plenty going on. If I can direct you to the Town Team Facebook site, we'll keep updating as to who and what are joining us and when. And there will be, as the cliche says, something for everyone. And don't forget, there's obviously the events going on in St Anne's Church and in the Town Hall. So really, something for everyone.
And indeed, regarding St Anne's Church, I'll be in conversation at some point in the next couple of weeks with Reverend Eileen Harrop, the entrepreneurial priest. I will be there talking with her, and I will bring you that new story again related to this event. So, Colin, you can't go wrong with food and fun, can you?
Well, let's hope not. It's a good mix. Two fairly good staples, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me. We're
looking forward to a wonderful event, a wonderful weekend.
Much obliged. Thank you so much.